The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Seahorses are what are called synaphid fishes, the only animal family in which males, not females, carry their young. In seahorse sex, the female deposits her eggs into a brood pouch on the male's stomach, where he fertilizes them. The expectant dad then carries the eggs in this pouch during the 24-day gestation period until he gives birth, using abdominal contractions to expel the live young, which are then on their own to survive. Until recently, researchers knew little about what took place in the brood pouch of the seahorse during pregnancy. To find out, an international team of researchers looked at how genes were turned on and off during the course of the expecting dad's pregnancies. They specifically looked at ribonucleic acid, or RNA, in the seahorse's brood pouches. RNA is produced when the gene is turned on and tells the cell to produce the protein that the gene encodes. Pregnancy led to an uptick in the expression of genes involved in nutrient transport within the brood pouch. Things like fats and calciums were transported from the dad to the developing fetus. Basically, the brood pouch serves the same function as the uterus of mammals and reptiles.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.